All right, and welcome back to Businessman's Guide to Almost Everything, the show where I, your host, Culver Zengi, get to sit down with interesting people. We get to explore their fields, what makes them tick, and what keeps them from losing their business. So today with me, Sergey, would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Sergey Basantsev. I'm an account manager for First American. We are a corporate startup here and kind of a corporate project for First American, and we provide title and escrow services.
Mm. And so title and escrow services. I'm of a generation where people my age haven't had a whole lot of opportunities to buy real estate. So perhaps we don't know what title and escrow is. Can you explain for us what that is?
Sure. In a nutshell, if I was to just sum it up, we are the neutral third party in a real estate transaction. Mm. That is the primary role. That's how we get our income. We do other roles, of course, but that's typically what we do. We play the neutral party for the buyer and the seller when they purchase, sell, or then refinance.
Gotcha. So First American, you said it was a corporate startup?
Yeah. So me and so a little background for me. I started my career in the industry with one competitor and really quickly moved on to the other because there's only two players in town. Mm. And it's a corporate startup because First American was in town a long time ago. And typically they come and they purchase a local title company and say, you're now First American. We kind of broke out on our own and said, hey, let's from zero market share, let's just do something on our own. And so from them, that's kind of a risk. And for us, it was kind of a fun jump. But that's why, you know, it's a corporate startup because we are backed by First American. They just didn't have a presence here.
So you said that there were two main fellas in this field?
For many years.
So like, doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of competition then.
No, not a lot.
All right. Is there a reason why there aren't more people just starting up their own title and escrow companies?
Good question. There are some. I mean, it is a legal service we provide, so there is some steps to hoops to jump through, but really where a title company becomes valuable is with their title plant. And that's what we call the back history of land. And so that is the valuable one. That is the valuable piece that locally, if you had a title company here who went down to the courthouse back in 1890s, because that's how long some of the old books are. We call them oldie moldies because some of these books, hundreds of years old, and they were written by hand on, this is the U.S. patent, this is who got the 120 acres. And then we could track that 120 acres to that first purchaser down to present day.
Oh, gosh. So it's not a new business then?
Nope, not at all.
All right. So you were saying that you're the neutral third party in real estate. So everyone eventually has to come to you.
Yes.
Do you guys find that you guys are like a fun group of people to work with, or are realtors kind of like, they're all kind of the same and I don't really trust them? They're like insurance agents and lawyers.
Good question, because we're a little different than insurance agents.
Okay. All right.
And yet we play a little bit of a role of legal services. Mm. And so our escrow officers have a license, you know, as a LPO, so a limited practicing officer. And they can prepare and do real estate transaction type legal services. And so when you, as a real estate agent, we do provide, I mean, at the end of the day, the house closes, it sells. Mm. But it really matters on who you're working with in that relationship.
So if I had a piece of property and I was just to sell it to my cousin, do I eventually have to come to you anyways?
If you're selling to your cousin, you don't have to.
Gotcha.
Yep, you could absolutely sell it. Get the deed recorded with the county, and that is what conveys property. And so you go down the courthouse, you get it recorded, the deed, and then that is this transfer of ownership.
Oh, okay.
Now, and that happens all the time between family members.
That probably is just not the bulk of people that are doing real estate transactions.
Correct, because every lender wants a title policy when they insure on a purchase or a refi, because they want to know that they're in first position to lend. And so every buyer who's buying a house on the market says, hey, I want to make sure that I'm going to be the rightful owner, that everything that I'm purchasing it, knowing what my rights are and how they're limited. And that's where title, it becomes an essential piece.
That's interesting, because I was just hearing something. This was a few weeks ago, but it's like some rising kind of theft, I guess is how you would categorize it. But people are like finding these properties that people are living in, like their houses, but then they're somehow messing with the titles and selling it while the family's still living in the house. And all of a sudden they get a notification one day that their house isn't theirs anymore. And now someone's just bought it.
Sure. Anyone could record a deed. So I could give you the deed to the courthouse. We could record it. We could give it the PAL. You know, we could give it all the language, all the descriptions, have my signature, but it's only worth what I'm conveying. I'm conveying zero of my interests.
Oh.
So there is an element where people do try to defraud. And it does happen. But it's not easily done.
Gotcha.
To remove ownership from someone, it's more complicated than that. So there are different ways for fraud to occur than to record a deed that removes someone.
So it's probably not something that's happening every day to your neighbor.
No.
Fair enough.
No. Yeah.
Okay. So getting back into the general industry here, because we're in Whatcom County, that's Northwest Washington. We're up against the Canadian border. How large would you say these other title and escrow companies are? Are these companies of like 10 people or are they 50 to 100?
Oh, good question. So having worked at both of them, I know that they're, what was the range? 10 to 50?
Yeah, like 10, 50. Yeah.
You know, between 40 and 60 is what they run. You know, especially with the high season peaks and how it was. And with market share, they all had to, I mean, it's been so even and it balances, you know, 10, 5 here that they operate very similarly with the staff.
Interesting. So I know we were going to talk about this a little bit later, but we're talking about these companies that are in the same field. Since it's playing with legal stuff, it doesn't feel like you have a lot of room to really personalize yourself.
Correct.
All these laws are coming in. So are they just like different shades of the same color or are there substantial differences? Ooh,
they are different shades of the same color.
Gotcha.
Because there are only three policies a buyer can get. There's only two or three on a refinance they can get. The American Land Title Association is a national type organization that dictates how every title company issues. And there's really only three or four title companies that issue their own paper. First American being one of us. Like we have our own. We write our own policies.
Okay.
And again, there's only three for buyers. And so it is, it's different shades of the same thing.
Okay. So really, I guess just comes down to like who you know there and if you trust them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that puts a lot on your plate then, I suppose.
A little.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm realizing that leadership matters a lot and so does support. Like you could go very fast by yourself, but you could go further with a group of people. And I always relate this to like lending, like a lender needs to be available for like my phone call or your phone call if you're asking questions. But if they're the processor, if they're the underwriter, if they're the funder, they're doing all these other tasks that don't make you available. So there's a difference in business practice and structure that matters. But you only see that once you're in the works of it, where you're like, oh, our platform with First American makes our escrow closer available for her phone calls. And that's based on, hey, the structure of our process is standardized. And they're like, no, the value of your role is to be available. You're the people.
So one of the things, it's funny, like after I met you, because we met at a networking event, I've met like four other people that are all in title and escrow.
Ah.
And it seems like networking is a big part of the job because you got to get to know people. You got to build up that trust. Do you find that the majority of people that you're really selling yourself to are other realtors and real estate agents?
Yes. So I only have two revenue streams.
Gotcha.
A real estate agent and a lender.
Mm.
And lenders play a small role because real estate agents are where, like we run on volume. So the busiest agent here in Whatcom County has about 65 to 70 transactions in a year.
Over a year.
That's great. That's the busiest person.
All right.
Busiest team. High production. That's incredible numbers. We do that in a month. And so times every month.
Right.
And so the volume, we work off of volume. And so the relationships are very, very substantial.
Huh. So with this kind of work, I know it's similar with insurance, where the amount that they can ever get out of a given policy is kind of fixed. There's only so much room for you to upsell. Kind of similar with you?
Yeah, our rates are dictated to us, and so there's no room to wiggle. Now, there are policy things that we can provide.
Sure.
Discounts and rates based on our underwriting practices and allowances. Again, all of that is scrubbed and approved by the insurance commissioner. So when we go and we compete against a competitor, their underwriters have already submitted against our underwriters and the insurance company. And the insurance commissioner of Washington State says, okay, yeah, well, we, First American, can do this.
Gotcha. So we talked a little bit about this, where there seems to be a bit of an overlap between what you guys do and insurance. Similar. And this is probably like the touchstone that most people will be able to compare you to. But run us through again some of the distinctives that make you different.
Yes. So title insurance, think of it as this. It's you're insuring the past. And so it's kind of like Carfax, but for land. And so we search the history because we're going to insure your rights up to the day of your purchase. After the day of your purchase, you can then do what you want to do. And only a few things are covered. And so it really protects you from the past. So when you when you buy, and so you buy, and typically the seller will pay for the purchaser's insurance policy.
Gotcha.
And it's paid once, and it's good for the duration of your ownership. Even if you, you know, change your identity, you know, a trust or LLC, if you're the beneficiary and the principal, the title insurance covers you through that.
Okay. So what are the kinds of things that you're protecting me from? Like if we find something that's wrong with the land afterwards. Okay.
So think of land because you don't title is interesting because you don't get a title to the land. It's essentially what we discussed earlier where you get a copy of a paper that got recorded at the courthouse. And so that is your title. Now when you purchase, you buy a bundle of rights essentially. And think of it as a ladder to who gets priority of your rights. You can't buy land and declare it your country because USA is, you know, the federal government, then it's state government, then it's local government, and like taxes. Like those are like you don't comply on a federal level, you create too many federal crimes, they might take your home.
Right.
Title insurance is not gonna cover you for that. You may do everything illegal by Washington state measures with the use of your land and they take your land. Well, we can't cover you for that. You don't pay your taxes, we can't cover you for that. And so it's really a policy where the difference is. It's a policy of exclusions. So here's your bundle of rights. Let's remove USA government. Let's remove this. Let's remove that. And then you're like, okay, sweet. I'm left with my land. But you can't use the border around the land because PSC has a utility easement, right? So that's like your rights. Now you can't, you're limited in what you can use and encumber and change and possess. Because some places, you know, if you're going to give an easement to your neighbors, well, you kind of don't have the right to block it.
Right.
So those are the kind of things where insurance.
So put another way, it's almost kind of just like defining the playground that you're allowed to run around.
That's a great way to put it.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're an account manager, is that right?
Yep.
So what is it that an account manager actually does?
Great question. I hope to bring clients to my escrow closer. And that is the easiest way to describe it, but it entails a lot. And so it's a lot of relationship building. And with my background as a title officer, I bring a lot of knowledge to the conversation because a lot of things that come up in real estate, it's the first time for either a buyer or an agent or a seller that you're like, whoa, what is this? How do we encounter it? And how do we overcome this? And I have seen a lot of that being addressed and followed up with and then solved. And so some things are also emotional where you're like, oh, there's an encroachment. What does that mean for my buyers? Okay, well, let me explain. And there's words to use that heighten the emotional capacity or lower them.
Right.
And so that was where I come in really well, where I've seen a lot of it. And I've did commercial work on the title side of things where it plays out really quick within the transaction. Whereas a residential, you may find an encroachment 30 years down the road and say, whoa, now I can't build my fence. Or, hey, you got to remove your shed because I want to build a fence now.
Right.
And so that's where I come in.
So you talked about how you have a partner and they do the escrow.
Yep.
But you do the title.
So we have a title officer.
Okay.
And my job is strictly to work with clients.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
And what sets, you know, what is different about my approach is, well, there's only, let me count. There's only six of us doing this job in Whatcom County.
Really?
And some of them are legacy. They've been doing it for a long time because it is, Whatcom County is just so small. But I grew up here. And I come with a different perspective.
Right.
Where First American has really a good platform that maximizes people's businesses. And if you could, everyone's got tools, everyone's got a marketing plan, everyone's got something to sell you. But if you're not doing it and not using it and not learning, then you're not also teaching your client and you're not adding value. So that's kind of where I got to get creative with what I do and how do I approach.
Right. That becomes part of your appeal whenever you're meeting other new realtors, I'm sure.
Mm. But a lot of it is personal because I care. I'm more really truly, it's okay. There is the aspect of the job. We could talk about that. There's always time for that, but I want to connect with people.
No, for sure. And I think people can kind of tell that.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, you know, if someone's just waiting for the moment to tell you something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where I kind of leave it open, especially the first meets, where my job is to really discover the human. And because real estate, like most businesses, it's a blank canvas of your creativity.
Mm.
And so it's really hard to cookie cutter everyone into like what I perceive.
Right. There's one way to do this job.
Yeah. And there, I'm just constantly learning of how people are doing it differently that sets them different and sets them apart. And I'm like, so there's, it's always something to discover. And I'm learning that as I do my job where I'm like, okay, my tools may apply, but maybe they don't because, insert here, because they do this or they do that or how they operate in structure is just all different.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. I was talking to someone else who, from my understanding, does a very similar job as you with title and escrow. And what's funny is that like 3 months ago, she was working in the education system. To this day, she has no idea how real estate works. Mm. She doesn't know what realtors need to do. Her whole thing is just to kind of be charming and nice and to get people interested in their title and escrow company. And apparently she's been killing it. It just...
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah, no, he's just got to be charming, got to be a people person.
Yes.
Got to show people that you're worth trusting.
Yes. Mm. Because it matters who you work with.
Mm.
It matters how you solve problems with someone. And in our perspective, like real estate agents or lenders have a client timeline that far extends our place in the story where we're the last 10%.
Right.
Everything got organized and accomplished on their end. And then they bring it to your escrow partner and they say, okay, here, please treat them really nice for that closing. Meaning, please communicate. Please be receptive of questions. Mm. Please make time for questions. This is an emotional time for most people. People don't buy homes all the time, but we do. And so that's where the personality or the human on the other side that you could connect with and say, okay, I kind of can expect how my clients are going to be treated with Shay Jones. And so that brings us a level of trust. And when you are, and so our business is with other business owners, other clients who say, hey, I work on referrals. I work with repeat clients. So the experience that they receive needs to be what I want them to receive.
Mm.
And so we focus highly on that. Our process allows for that customization of some of the approaches. We're like, this is how this client wants the experience to go.
So I think that kind of bleeds into this next question, which was like, what is the most challenging or the trickiest part of the job?
Oh, the trickiest part of the job is to stand out where people have relationships for many, many years. And I worked, that was the incredible part, going into a title, I always realized that my coworkers have been here for 20, 30 years, same spot, multiples. And then the same company at the other end were like, whoa, you guys have been here your whole careers. Those are legacy relationships.
Right.
And so that is the biggest struggle because I'm not out here soul winning people.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to provide a different resource that has never been available to Whatcom County. And so that's where that is the challenging part because I don't want to break relationships and friendships, but we only get paid when our agents get paid. And as a real estate agent, if your title company isn't working really hard to get you more money, then maybe you should try out First American.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys have done pretty well from this first year.
Yes.
We were talking about that a little while ago, and you guys relatively new. You were saying that you're just over 10% market share now?
Yeah. We got a little bit more over. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exciting.
We are profitable in the first 6 months.
Wow.
Yes. And part of it, massively, is the human aspect of Shay Jones. People love working with her. She understands the capacity that everyone is working with.
She's the escrow officer?
Yep. Gotcha. She's the front end. She's the person that the clients talk and work with.
Mm. So with an escrow officer, are they the ones that are like signing the papers to get those transactions done?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yep. There's a team that gets all the figures as is your like all your liens, taxes, payoffs for deeds of trusts or HOA fees all gets zeroed out. So the buyer coming in is free and clear of any obligation from the past owner. Mm. And they zero it out and they transfer the title and they give the ownership starting today. And then the time or the taxes start rolling from day one of ownership. So the title, that's what escrow does. And then the officer signs off and signs the clients.
So does the escrow officer ever find themselves in a position where they're also going to network events like you do, where their job is to kind of like sell the brand? Or are they behind the desk? You don't really see them that
well,
much.
Well, it's a combination of both, and I think it's important. Because people do want to see the face they work with. But typically, it's a job where you sell from the desk.
Gotcha.
And there's multiple tactics to do that. And some of it is as basic as, hey, you got to be available to answer phones. Because if I could call you and have that personal just phone call conversation to alleviate any misconceptions or misunderstandings, and if your process allows for that, you're constantly operating like as an agent in the know and ability to stand ahead of your clients. Be like, hey, we have, it's a partnership in the transaction where you're like, I know. And we could always call Shay. We could always reach out there because issues do come up or surprises come up, and how you manage that matters a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It goes, you know, and then the 10% people, it could go great the whole way, but the 10% ends up and that's what people remember working, you know, like if working with you, they're like, man, that's how it ended. And then but the shopping went great.
Yeah.
Like negotiations went great. Like we've had 3 years of relationship building, like that 10% matters.
Yeah. Like it's amazing just how such a small thing can outweigh so much goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got that much more like salience to it.
And it's as basic as like we jumped over, we started this up and Shay was like, okay, I want to learn how to do new order entry. And the process said, no, we have people, you have a team now. So you can't do that. They will notify you when you make the phone calls.
Right.
So that's when her touch starts with the, let me introduce yourself. This is the team. And that's different than what is different in the industry here in Whatcom County. The other processes and the other companies, it is a canvas of sorts and you dictate how you run your desk. And that's why they're also very vastly different from one escrow closer to the other.
Right.
Differences in strengths, approaches, personalities. And so as an agent, you want to pick the person you best work with.
So, and like they are referred to as agents, is that right?
Like a real estate agent. I'm talking about like an escrow officer is the one that gets chosen. Now my role is unique because you like your friend who's been very successful socially. It is massive here in Whatcom County. It is small. We're echo chamber. We got Canada. We got the mountains. We got the oceans. And we got Seattle who we kind of like, yeah, we're not Seattle. Right. So there's small communities. The separation between people is one or two everywhere. And relationships matter. But where we're all in this industry, especially now, we're in this industry to make money. And if there's a way to maximize or optimize someone's business practice, that's where I come in and I help them out.
And ultimately, you're not going to be in business very long in a place like this unless you honor those relationships in a meaningful way. Like, good heavens. I know, like, right now we're in Linden. That's where our studio here is based. And, like, we've had families here for, like, 120 years. And they know everyone.
Yeah.
You make one bad step. And I've been told that if you run into some of these people and you have a bad business encounter in your first 6 months, like, that alone can kill a business.
Yeah, word spreads fast.
Yeah.
And when, like, to me, my biggest joy is making an impact with what I do, because when I was at my previous employer, when there was a restructure, like I was kind of like, hey, take this very corporate class and we're going to give it a shot. And they gave me a shot, and I got enough where I'm like, okay, I could do this on my own.
Right.
And it's just an approach that's never been brought to Whatcom County. I do want to be friends with people. I do want to connect first on the human level. But at the end of the day, everyone has enough friends. If I'm an industry partner, I should bring value. Mm. And value comes in multiple ways, either knowledge or tools or energy.
Yeah.
That is massive. Like, that's the relationship part of it. It was like, I definitely find people at a different parts of their lives and different parts of their businesses, and I have to meet them there. And it's not, it's, and embrace the moment with those people. And that's what helps me.
It's also just like, when someone's younger, especially when it's a smaller company, there's just a greater hunger to get stuff done. And so phones get answered faster. Emails get responded to quicker.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. And that's kind of what we considered. Mm-hmm. Because there's, again, two companies, there is three. But the age demographic for our competitors puts us in an advantage to jump out and bring another option.
Because you guys, since you're so much younger relative to the competition, you can really market yourselves to the younger realtors and say, hey, we'll be here for the next 20, 30 years.
Yes, and I do. But the best dopamine hit I get is agents who've been in the business for 20, 30 years and say, how come no one's talked to me like this before?
Mm.
And I'm like, there's the difference.
Right.
You've seen it. You've been sold to. You've been talked to. You've been taken out to lunches. You've been wined and dined and dated and supported, but has anyone actually talked to you about the best use of your time and or money or approach or practice? Because some people at a level realize that, whoa, it only takes 1% to elevate and be different.
Right.
And so they find that and they use it, and it's kind of fun.
Well, I've always loved stats like that, because I was listening to a different fellow once. This was years ago, but he was talking about how, like, people who work an extra 10%, just like time-wise, if they put in an extra 4 hours a week, they end up reaping over the course of time, like 60% more wealth and benefits than their competitors, or like in the same workspace. And it's kind of astounding just how, I'm not going to say it takes a little to get a lot done, but that continual commitment shows through.
It's continual. Yeah. It compounds, I think.
It does. Yeah. That's a good way to word it.
Yep.
Okay. So last question, then we'll probably close it out. So let's say there's a new realtor and they're looking for a title and escrow company, and they find you, they come to you, they decide that they like. What happens after that first meeting, and what is your workload like?
Oh, fair. So I do have a structured approach to the different demographics in my industry. So new agent versus 3 to 5 year agent versus legacy agent, retiring agent, slowing down agent, because there are different needs at that capacity.
Interesting.
So when you're brand new, depending on where your background is, you have to run very fast to make a living. Like, you have to do a lot of a lot. And that's what real estate takes. It's not easy. Success isn't an accident in real estate. It may look like it for some people, but when you sit down with some of the top producers and you discover what they do on the daily, they stand out from their competition for a reason. And it's the 10%, the 50% more that they give that the client benefits from and gets a better service.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sergi.
Yeah. Sergi.
Sergi. Yeah. Okay. I realized I said Sergey and that was wrong. So I'm correcting it on air for those who caught on to that. Thank you for sitting down with me. Next time we're going to be coming back and we're going to be talking about what's going on in your industry. Perfect. Some of the changes that you guys are experiencing.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate this.
Well, thank you guys for watching in, and come back next time for more Sergi. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.